When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jack got me right before I start talking. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us every Thursday at 3 is Sheil Kapadia of The Ringer. Sheil, always a pleasure on our side. How are you feeling?
Doing well, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Absolutely great. So, Sheil, they march in there against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Everyone's talking about the passing game. They have the worst passing game they have of the year. AJ wants them to pass more, yada, yada. Brandon Graham, yada, yada. Everybody's talking, and they have their best passing game of the year. What did you see in there that was different than they hadn't been able to do in previous games?
Yeah, those first four or five possessions were very different from especially the previous week, but really from a lot of the things we've seen this season. And I think the big thing is they decided, hey, let's go with an empty backfield. Let's spread it out. Let's make sure the ball gets out of Jalen Hurts' hands quickly. I really think that was the biggest thing. And that's a combination of factors. It's the scheme, it's making the play calls, and it's Hurts willing to kind of cut it loose when it's open. And so you saw that early and often in that game. I think when he got rid of the ball quickly, he was 14 for 16 or something like that in the football game. So that to me was a good answer for them. And now you just want to see them do more and more of that going forward. Because generally speaking this season, when he's held onto the football, not every time, but a lot of times when he's running around back there and taking 4 or 5 seconds, it leads to bad results. So I think they need to get to those answers quickly, and that's what we saw.
So I guess the question is, do you think that had more to do with what Pittsburgh was doing defensively, or is this something that they can replicate against other teams, even if they don't defend the Eagles the way that Pittsburgh did?
Well, I think it's a good question, because I think one big thing was Hurts was really seeing things clearly in this game. You could tell he had kind of a read on what coverage he was seeing before the snap and where he wanted to go with the football. So it wasn't, you know, it's a very good defense, but it's not like the most complicated defense where they're disguising stuff and really confusing the quarterback before the snap. That kind of thing. So if you see some defenses like that, that will probably be the bigger test. I don't know that this one this week in Washington is necessarily that test, but it's a good question. You need to see more of it, because we're really talking about, you know, half a game, three quarters of a game where the passing game really looked good. So it's a good start, but yeah, I do need to see more to make sure that it is replicable.
Yeah, a couple different things, man. They didn't have Marshawn Lattimore. At least I think they had just gotten him that week before the trade. He certainly wasn't active the first time they played Washington. I'm wondering how they'll match him up this week. You think he's a guy who follows AJ around, or do you just try to double AJ?
Yeah, I wonder. You're right. You know, he was injured. They traded for him, but he had, I think, a hamstring injury, and so he missed.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah,
yep. Just got back last week, but looked pretty good last week. I don't even know if he got targeted in that game against the Saints. So he's like a big physical veteran corner who we've seen play the Eagles many a time over the last decade. I do wonder if he'll just travel with AJ, because they like to play, you know, some man coverage with Dan Quinn, especially on third downs or red zone, those situations. I wouldn't be surprised if they said, let's put Marshawn Lattimore on A.J. Brown and take our chances there.
And I tell you, Shield, they won that game 26-18, but that was a game that was close in the fourth quarter. Dan Quinn goes for it on fourth down when a lot of people thought he should have kicked the field goal to take the lead in the fourth quarter. And that seems like when the game sort of changed in the Eagles' favor and they grabbed a hold of it and didn't relinquish it. This could be a tougher game than we may be anticipating Sunday.
Yeah, that was an ugly one. Like all the stuff we talked about after the Panthers game, that kind of was the same thing in the first half of that Eagles game against the Commanders on Thursday night, where the passing game looked out of sync. They had throwaways, they had incompletions, they had sacks, all of that. But then they got it going, and all of a sudden, I think the Eagles scored on their final five possessions in that game, and a lot of it was the run game. Saquon Barkley obviously had a monster game. But you're right, it's always a tricky game when it's a division opponent. Second time you're facing them, and you know, on the other side of the ball, I think Jaden Daniels was still dealing with the rib injury in that game. And you could tell, I mean, there were throws he had been making all season long that he didn't really make in that game. So, yeah, it could be a little bit tricky.
Now, there's no doubt I believe the Eagles are the better team. That's not even a question. But for some reason, Brian Robinson feels like they're the better team.
I saw that.
I'm surprised he even said that. But that could be a little fuel for the fire for the Eagles going into this game.
Yeah, you know, the thing I love about this specific Eagles team, it just feels like you know what you're getting from the defense every single week. You know, like even the game against the Panthers where it felt like, all right, they didn't play their best game. What, they give up 16 points in that game? And it's just like week after week, they are just, they're so well coached. They're just a suffocating unit. Like the Steelers had no chance in that game last week. I mean, the first five possessions, they didn't even have a first down. And so, yeah, that might be a little extra something. Jalen Carter, you know, I don't know that he needs any extra motivation. He kind of, his playing demeanor week in and week out. But, yeah, I'm sure, you know, maybe someone will mention that to him. Clint Hurt or something will mention that to him right before the game.
Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer joining us as he does every Thursday at 3. Shiel, is it fair to say that you have been, is reasonable to say that you have sort of been a Sirianni skeptic?
I think so. Yeah, no doubt about it.
So given what has happened this year, I think I'll give three things. One, I think he was in a difficult position to start the year given how the offseason went and the conversation around the team. Two, the second thing was the chaos after the Browns game that he caused for sure, but then afterwards they came and they clobbered the Giants. And then there's this week, another chaos that he did not create, but the team sort of comes together, wins a big game against Pittsburgh. Has Sirianni won you over in that way? And if not, what do you think they have to do? Like, what do you have to see to get you there with him?
Yeah, I think he came. I think that was a big spot for him, and I absolutely give him credit because, like you mentioned, last week was not something that he created. Yet all of a sudden, it felt like, you know, there was this heightened tension around the Eagles, even with their record, and you have a good opponent coming in. And so I even said before the game, I want to see how does this team react, because if we're going to give Sirianni credit for stuff like building the culture and leadership and keeping things together, then that's the type of spot you need the team to respond in. And the team responded in a big way. I mean, they were ready to play in that game. They were prepared. They came out and they played one of their best games of the season. So I absolutely will give him credit for that. And I think he has done well in the role he's been in this season. Now, I will still say that, you know, if I'm naming like the top three, four, five reasons why I think this team is really good, he might not be on that list, but that doesn't, you know.
Oh, come on, Shiel.
No, you're being a hater, man.
Open your eyes.
I'm being honest. I mean, I think that especially like the top three reasons, you know, if I'm looking at another coach coming in here, I think they would still be a really good team. But again, 12-2, you can't argue with it. And I am giving him credit for the role he says. Is that being a hater? I'm just trying to be honest. I'm not going to flip on completely what I thought like 3 weeks ago, you know, so I want to see.
Well, he has to be a top five reason why they're
here.
I'll limit it to three.
Classic hot take artist, Shiel Kapadia.
It's unbelievable. You're the hater, number one hater. So before we get your prediction, I didn't think the one seed was that realistic a possibility 2 weeks ago. And now it is realistic. I don't know if it's likely. I wouldn't say they're a favorite to get it, but likely. How close do you think their ability to win the Super Bowl, how tied do you think that is to them getting the one seed?
I think it's a huge advantage. And I think right now they're at like 35, 40% to get it. So it's way higher than it was just a couple weeks ago with the Lions losing. And, you know, I think they can go to Detroit and win in the NFC Championship game, especially with all the injuries the Lions have on defense right now. But, man, it would be such an advantage. Like, they would be favored if they're at home and the Lions are coming to Lincoln Financial Field. The Eagles would absolutely be favored in that game and be expected to get to the Super Bowl. Plus, you get that, you know, the bye is huge, especially not only is the bye huge for you, but if that Lions team with those injuries has to play an extra game, that's a big deal as well. So I'm not like they have to get it or they have no chance to get the Super Bowl, but yeah, I do think it is a big, big advantage for them, especially this season.
All right, Shiel. Prediction, Sunday, Eagles, Commanders. Eagles, I think, are a 3.5-point favorite last time I looked. What are you seeing?
Yeah, I like the Eagles in this game quite a bit. I mean, like I said, their defense, I just have pretty much no questions about them. It's just a matter of staying healthy the final three games and into the playoffs. So I think their defense is going to play well. I'm encouraged with what I saw from the passing game last week. And if you look at the Commanders' defense, you can run the football against them. So it's a division opponent. Weird things can happen, special teams, turnovers, all those different things. But I think on paper, this is a nice spot for the Eagles. They've won 10 in a row, and it's only a 3.5-point spread. So this isn't a spot where I'm going to pick against them. I've got Eagles 27, Commanders 17.
All right, Shiel. Well, we will not talk to you before the new year. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. We appreciate you joining us every week.
Merry Christmas, right, brother.
Same to you guys. Take care. Talk to you soon. Mm-hmm.
All right. So before I give you this good injury news on two counts, we did have a guy on the line who was calling up, Ike, to just trash you with your knowledge of the Jackson 5 and the Jackson family.
Trash me?
Yeah, there was a guy that said your knowledge of the Jackson family was despicable or something from Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very mad.
Oh, yeah, let me hear this.
Yeah, well,
he's not there.
He hung up. Yeah, I need
it. What was wrong?
I don't know. If he's listening, he's got a call.
Yeah, we'll get him back, I'm sure.
No, we'll get him back. Did he give you a hint on what he said?
Well, he said the cousin thing wasn't true.
It wasn't true?
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Okay, it may not have been true.
Yeah, well,
I got atrocious when I got you all didn't even know Reby Jackson. I enlightened you to Reby Jackson.
Enlightened him. I don't know. I barely know who they are.
How can it be atrocious when I got everything else right?
Look, I'm just calling him like I'm seeing him right here. I didn't say anything. the guy from Kansas City did.
One guy's a brother. I thought it was a cousin, but yeah, I mean, I
didn't look. It's not me.
I'm sorry. It's 10 kids.
That's why I wanted you to go against that guy.
Well, I wouldn't go against him. I mean, he may be right. Maybe. I don't know. It's 10 of them. What do you want me to do?
All right. Two pieces of good injury news. Do you want Eagles injury news first or Sixers injury news first?
Well, let's start with the team that matters.
Okay. The Sixers. All right. Landon Dickerson practiced today.
All righty.
That is per Elliot's tweet. That's a big
finally
deal.
We can get the guy on Twitter to stop berating us asking about the Landon Dickerson.
I never knew what was wrong with Landon Dickerson.
They never really said it.
I'm like, what was wrong?
They never committed to it, and then it seemed like nobody asked, if you go by the guy that was freaking out about Landon Dickerson online, that nobody asked in the press conference, but he did practice today. So at least partially. We don't have the full list, but Landon Dickerson was out there. That's the first thing.
Yep.
So here is the good Sixers injury news.
What you got?
This is per Keith Pompey, so take it with a grain of salt. But just kidding. Sixers center Joel Embiid participated in practice on Wednesday and Thursday.
Wow.
The 2023 NBA MVP moved well and donned a mask. The team said Embiid, who was supposed to be reevaluated on Monday, is progressing better than expected. This is the first time in Sixers history, at least over the last decade, that somebody's injury has progressed better than expected. I thought Embiid was going to be out for a month at least.
Yeah.
But the way they're talking, if they're saying that they had planned to get it reevaluated on Monday, I wonder if there's a possibility.
Was he diagnosed correctly?
Well, that's what.
I mean, does he really have a fractured sinus?
So I'm not questioning anybody's injury. And all I did was Google.
Yeah.
But it did seem like coming back in a week. did not line up with a sinus fracture. Maybe it was a minor sinus fracture.
Right,
I don't know.
That's what it is. That's good news. Yeah, like and you
if,
said.
If he's wearing a mask, then obviously there's something going on there.
Yep.
But I don't know if he could play this. But the way that tweet is worded, it seems like he could play. They have back to back games this weekend. Friday night they play against Charlotte, but then against Cleveland on Saturday night. So I don't know. Okay. Maybe he could play. And Nick Nurse said they were attempting to see if Paul George could play both games in the back-to-back.
Ooh.
So I don't know. Maybe they're feeling the pressure a little bit.
So I have a piece of bad injury news.
Okay.
Oh, God, what?
Patrick Mahomes, full participant in practice today and off the injury report, which means there's no Bronco on Sunday. Once again, Andy Reid.
Saturday.
Andy Reid ruining our
well,
fun.
Well, Bills fans think that Patrick Mahomes fakes an injury
every year. Yeah, I saw a lot of that, yeah.
Well, he does do
the Patrick Mahomes fake ankle injury. Yeah.
Well, it's like whenever Duke was bad, Coach K would fake something. You know what I mean? It's kind of how it works. Urban Meyer, whenever nothing's going very good, all of a sudden he's out.
So you're saying Patrick Mahomes is trying to be dramatic?
Yeah, a little milking, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, listen.
Maybe a little Paul Pierce to him?
Listen. The injury, the actual play looks bad.
It does.
Yeah, so he's not faking that part of it.
I know. But every year he's got the little ankle thing.
You're right. Yeah, he's done it before.
All right. 215-592-9494. Nick in Collegeville. You're on WIP.
Gentlemen, how
Nick.
Are you? My car put you on speaker versus phone. First of all, a couple things. So my plus two with KC that I put in looks good.
Yeah, I would say
Sunday?
So. I would say so. Yeah.
Oh, man. Casey was an underdog early in the week?
Yeah, because they knew the Bronco was playing. But I'm like, Andy had a full week with a quarterback? That's an automatic win. We've seen that happen in Philly many, many times. All right, this is what I need in my life before we answer the Eagles question. I need OK Andrew to fade away to the background and really good Justin to take his bar stool at the bar. Because Justin was on fire today.
Dustin.
I apologize.
Yeah. Now, for a guy that doesn't call us regularly, he brought a lot of heat. And he brought up something new. The whole Jack spits when he talks thing is a new bit.
Which
I'm never letting it go.
I don't think that's fair.
Well, it sounded like you just did it there, though. It sounded like you spit a little bit. Yep.
Well, listen, he sometimes the show's got to take, you know, people got to take stuff on the chin for the show, man.
That's right.
Yep. Well, look, Dustin came in.
I do it all the time.
Yes, absolutely. Dyke's always taking things on the chin.
Come on, man.
I saw the general manager spike memo that went out 7 years ago. Like, you know, this is like this stuff we got to do to build the brand. Anyway,
yep.
I hate to keep taking shots, but if the Eagles don't, first of all, it's absurd that the first couple calls, like, absolutely. Like, Corey was right. We can't guarantee they're going to the Super Bowl.
Oh,
like,
come
they
on.
Look good.
Man up.
But we can't guarantee. But here's the bottom line. they need to get to the chip. They need to get to the championship. I hope they win, but they got to get there because if not, they're going to mirror what the Phillies did.
Well, they got to win. They got to win.
They got to win, but...
Yeah, this team's not fraudulent like the Phillies were.
When you get to the championship game, it's always a toss-up. It's you hope to win it, you know, but you never know. A quarterback might fumble the football and get a drop six, which is great for the team that fumbled the football, I was told, for 9 months now, 12 months, 18 months, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So
the fumble's actually good, Nick. Yeah.
Look, I think
start that again.
When you're saying, Nick, yeah, I'm not doing that. Nick, when you're saying they have to get there, here's why I think they have to win. And when you say they're getting there and not winning, I almost think it makes it worse on some level. First is the Saquon thing. Second is the contracts thing that Ike brought up. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is if they get to the Super Bowl and don't win, I was not a believer in the hard to get back there thing, but seeing what happened to the Eagles, historically it's there, and then the 49ers as well. You look at the 49ers this year after getting to the Super Bowl and not winning. I don't know, because it's almost, I'm not saying they punt next year, but it's almost like it makes next year impossible. So I think they got to get there, but I think they got to win this year. This is a year where I think that the pressure that the Phillies felt last year, I think the Eagles should feel. And I really do. I don't think it's about getting there. I think it's about winning it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm on board.
Okay.
All right, guys, have a great week.
You want to give us siblings?
We're your siblings.
Oh, yeah, the Kardashian sisters. They're not going to be the Kennedys, but, you know.
Well, it depends
who knows?
It depends on what you're looking for.
It's pretty good siblings, yes.
Yeah, all right.
Good point.
Yes.
All right, guys.
There you go, Nick. And the winner of next question today gets a $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room, and it is based on Jake Gyllenhaal's birthday. He, of course, has a famous sister as well, Maggie Gyllenhaal, so it is famous siblings.
You got to at least get a Kardashian's credit, man.
Yes.
I mean, listen, this thing didn't start off in the right light, but hey, who cares how we got here?
Absolutely.
Got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
That's a billion dollar empire, right?
Yes.
With all those girls.
And got, you know, his dad got OJ off.
Yeah, I was trying to stay away from that one. Yep.
There's a lot of history with that family.
There's a lot of history with
the
family.
You know, people make fun of the Kardashian sisters for being famous for not, like, doing anything.
Yeah.
I think that's almost more difficult. I give them more credit for turning their existence into an entire, like, economy, the Kardashian economy.
My goodness. I tell you, and the younger sisters, really, they're carrying the franchise right now.
Yeah. What's Kim doing now? Is she still doing whatever she's
still
doing?
Still probably the most notable of all of them.
And I don't think Chloe's doing much anymore.
And the show's not on TV. They keep keeping up.
I think it's still out there,
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't watch it, but I think it's still on.
Cordy's dating, I think she's still dating the Blink-182
drummer. Travis Barker.
Barker.
Ah.
Always been more of a Courtney fan.
Yeah. Well.
Yep. That's your favorite Kardashian?
Yep. Well, yep. Tristan Thompson's almost out of the league, so Chloe's, you know. Not...
I'll tell you, Chloe's got better looking with age.
I don't think I know what she looks like.
Chloe?
Yeah, I don't
know.
She's
the one
who
doesn't look like any of them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Jack, do you have a favorite Kardashian?
I'm a Kimsman.
Yeah, I'm a Kimsman as well.
Oh, two ass men. Yes. Look at you guys. Look at you two. You like a little wagon back there.
Yeah, huh? Man.
Look, man. And you know what?
Corey Simon style.
Yeah. Yeah. Booty Kardashian.
Booty Simon, yes.
Booty Simon. All right. You know, Ike mentioned what Brian Robinson of the Commanders said about the Eagles and Commanders. We'll play that for you next. Maybe a little bulletin board material there for the birds. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, no better way to get in the festive spirit than watching the birds on Sunday. I'm talking this holiday division showdown coming up against Washington. Now, I'm joining Joe and Hugh for the pregame show at Stateside Distillery in Fishtown on December 22nd. My friends over at Stateside Vodka are having the street shut down for an ugly sweater block party for the game. There'll be outdoor TVs, food trucks, and plenty of surfsides and vodka to go around for everyone. Now, rumor has it, Big Hugh is breaking out the Santa outfit again, which means Joe will be in his little elf costume, as he usually is. Now, join in on the festivities again this Sunday for the game at Stateside in Fishtown. Must be 21.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up in a half hour, Mike Mayock joins us, replacing turncoat Mike Lombardi. He used to be with us, then went to go work for Bill Belichick.
Unreal.
Yeah. Fraud.
A loser.
So Brian Robinson is running back for the Washington Commanders, and he was asked about the upcoming game. Here's what he had to say.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
So most of that was fine. We feel like we're the better team.
Yeah, that's the line.
You think that resonates within Eagles players that see that?
I'd be interested. I don't know. If I were them, I would be using it if I were coaches.
Right. They need something every week.
Yeah, because now you're in a time of the season where you need a little different motivating factors. Listen, Bill Belichick famously talked to his team about us having a parade route planned out already. As if every team doesn't do that going to the Super Bowl. Like, every team has to prepare as if they're going to win the Super Bowl, and then they figure out what the parade route is going to be. But somehow it got leaked out that the city had made parade plans. And long story short, he wound up telling his players that before Super Bowl 39. That they already are planning a parade and this and that and the other. So I just say that to say, coaches usually use any little thing to motivate their guys. Anything that'll get your attention besides the messaging that's already going on. Yeah, to have this little nugget in there, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Brian Robinson.
And this team does seem to operate well when they have a little nugget here and there, whether they have to create it themselves or not. You know. And the Commanders have, they're an interesting team because it's right. I think it was Baldy said yesterday, they haven't beaten any good teams this year, but they've got the in terms of yards, they've got the third best rushing offense in the NFL. And their offense has been, they're scoring more points per game than the Eagles. So they are an interesting team. And
they're still scoring more points than the Eagles?
They are by I think 3 points a game. I think they're close to 29.
I know it was earlier, but man, they went on a 3-game losing streak and they're still scoring more points.
That
than
has to be fake news.
No, I think the Eagles.
I mean, it was that way for a while.
I looked yesterday. I think the Eagles are at 26.7 and the Commanders are just under 29. When I looked yesterday, I think that's where it was. Yeah. So, and the last time we saw them, it was definitely an injured Jaden Daniels and it was a tough game. So, and it was a very, very big, what's his name? Saquon game. So it could be a Brian Robinson versus Saquon type thing. See who has the bigger game. All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
What's up, baby? My man Spike, Big Eye, Jaggy, baby. Happy Thursday.
What up, Yosh?
What up, baby? Hey, Ike, man, when you start talking about them Jacksons and you mentioned that spread and playbook, man, hey, as soon as you mentioned the Jacksons, my mind went straight to LaToya. I used to sneak in my daddy's room in his collection and look at that. 1989, I think, that episode.
I remember it well, yeah.
Man, I like snakes, but I didn't mind looking at snakes that day.
Oh, my goodness, man.
Oh, she did have the snake wrapped around her. Yeah.
Yoshi is something else, man.
Hey, I remember vividly.
All right, okay.
Horny Yoshi is back. Yoshi is back.
Yep.
You know what? I think y'all got trigger words. Y'all been in your little meeting before the show, and y'all sit there and say, how can we trigger him today? Some days y'all don't want it because y'all know I might go a little too far, but I feel like y'all be triggering me, man.
Well, we do know what will get your attention. Yes, that is for certain. Yes.
Hey, man. Then you start talking about Booty Simon again. I start thinking about what his sisters look like. What's his name? Like, let me stop. Hey, man, look. We do need this Super Bowl, what's that? And I know what Jack's saying. Well, we just got one. Boy, it was 7 years, almost 10 years ago. Look, listen to this. Dallas got 5. New York got 4. Washington got 3. You got to skip a whole number to get to the one we got. We sitting up here talking about siblings today. Our trophy need a sibling that it can grow up with. I mean, our championship.
I like that.
Our championships got, what's the name, some siblings. We got a bunch of cousins with NFC championships and NFC East championships. Our trophy need a daggone brother or sister, preferably a brother. Like, come on. Need somebody to grow up with. This is ridiculous. What's the name? Like, I'm tired of people saying all y'all got is one. I mean, I'm so happy we got that one, but they really do hurt my feelings a little bit when they say you only got one. This dude came into me one day, and he used to show me the cellophane of a cigarette pack and tell me, this is what your trophy case look like. Now he comes in, and he be like, I got one left in my pack. That's y'all. How you think I feel when he still got a joke to go with the joke that don't work no more? Like, we need one. Like, come on, man.
We do.
That might be the best case for us needing one right here you just made.
Yeah, I agree.
That's pretty good.
Hey, talk to me, baby. Talk to me. And that daggone boy took my answers. I wanted to go on a wild goose chase with them Kardashians, and I like Courtney myself because she a little short something and her body kind of tight. I like her.
All right. Give us the one you want.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go a little bit more boring. I like them Wahlbergs. What's saying? I grew up with Donnie, with the new Kids on the Block.
Yeah.
And then the Funky Bunch with Marky.
And Mark Wahlberg with his little soft voice. What's saying? He entertains me with his movies. I really like him, especially that movie, The Other Guys, with him and Dag on Will Ferrell. That trips me out. I like to go to sleep to that sometimes. Makes me laugh. And Eva Mendez with
there it is.
Back to it.
You can't stop.
God almighty, Eva Mendez.
All right, okay, all right.
Thank you, Yosh.
Wahlbergs. All right, get it, Yosh. You know, the Wahlbergs.
He's still going.
Holy moly, he's still going now. Yeah. He's not on the line anymore. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It is engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews. Mark's Jewelers online at marks-jewelers.com. Do the Eagles have to win the Super Bowl this year? 82% say yes. Yet another quick update from a Embiid standpoint. This is per Dan Olinger of the Rights of Ricky Sanchez. Per Sixers official, Joel Embiid participated in practice the last 2 days. He'll be reevaluated tomorrow and is listed questionable for Friday night's game against Charlotte. So it looks like he's going to play this weekend, which is a shocker.
It is a shocker. Yeah, he rarely comes back sooner than he's supposed to.
Yeah, this is the first time in Joel Embiid history, the most injured player I've ever seen, is all of a sudden healing sooner and is looking good. So 215-592-9494, Tom in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Tom?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
We got you.
Okay. Hey, listen, Spike.
Yeah.
I am good friends with your father, so
okay.
Keep it nice.
Look, man, that might actually put you in a worse position. So we'll see how it goes.
All right. Well, listen. Here's what I think. Yes, we have to win the Super Bowl this year, and because we're in position to win the Super Bowl. All right, Detroit is damaged and hurt and so on. All right, they were our biggest opponent. We will end up winning this Super Bowl. We're going to get home field advantage, and we'll end up taking care of business. But now, the reason I want them to win the Super Bowl is because I want vindication, okay, for Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. I mean, they both deserve, like, candidates of, I don't understand if you – if you understand what I'm saying.
Well,
you think Jalen Hurts should be an MVP candidate?
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, what can you say about Nick Sirianni? Look at his record.
Well, so here's the truth, Tom, and I they don't deserve anything they don't get, right? So I think they deserve credit for winning regular season games, which they have, but you don't get the credit for being a champion unless you're a champion. And the fact is that Sirianni and Hurts have a losing record in the playoffs, believe it or not. They're both 2-3. So, you know, we talk about all these other quarterbacks across the league who haven't done it, whether it's, you know, Josh Allen, who I think is 5-5 in the playoffs, Lamar Jackson, whatever his playoff record is. But we can only point to the fact that they got to the 22 Super Bowl for so long. It's going to be 2025 in a week. You know, so at a certain point, they're going to have to actually do it and not point to the one time that they got there. You know, it was nice that they got there. It was good. They also got a good situation. They got an easy schedule that year. They ended up playing a Giants team that wasn't very good in the playoffs. They ended up playing the Niners, who were on their fourth quarterback. So I think that they have to, while I think Nick is a good coach and I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, they have a lot to prove, I think. I think there's a lot of people who point to the regular season record and say, hey, look at this winning percentage. Mm-hmm. But that eventually is going to start falling flat if they don't actually accomplish something.
What we call Dak.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot of regular season wins. It is one Super Bowl run.
Yep.
But overall, you know, their playoff resume, I think, is far from complete. So I think I would like for them to get the credit for that you're hoping that they get, but they have to earn that by accomplishing something real.
All right. Well, listen, don't cut me off. I have a...
Siblings?
Yes.
Okay. What do you got?
The Bee Gees.
Three siblings.
There you go.
Andy Gibb. Who are the other guys' names?
Barry
Gibb, and there's a third one.
And if you Google them, they sold more records than anybody.
Oh, the Bee Gees were enormous.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Still listen to the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a big one.
We got you.
All right, Tom, we appreciate you calling. Sorry you're friends with Dad, but we can't be perfect, right?
Hey, listen.
Yes.
I will talk to your dad. I talk to him all the time.
Okay.
So,
all right. All right, brother.
And let me tell you something.
Yes, sir.
He'll straighten your ass out.
Well,
yeah,
he'll try.
Needs to, yeah.
Yeah, he'll try. All right, Tom. Thank you for the call, man. We do have the Jackson 5 guy on the line. We will go to him right after I tell you about Colonial Hyundai. It is the Christmas spirit, right? And when it's the Christmas spirit, everybody starts thinking about Santa. Santa's got two lists. He's got the naughty list and the nice list. You're on the naughty list, you don't get anything. Maybe you get coal. You're on the nice list, that's when you get the spoils, but not a Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. John Ashdale, the cars are better than Santa in this respect. Doesn't care if you haven't behaved. He's going to take care of you. The entire team at Colonial with the naughty and nice sales event. Bad credit, maybe. Been a little naughty in that respect. They're going to get you approved even when others have told you no. Driving a piece of junk, maybe your trade. Maybe you're worried about how much you're going to get. Oh, I can't afford a new car because I'm not going to get anything for my trade. Not a Colonial. You're getting $6,500 guaranteed. Get one of the over 200 brand new Hyundais they have on the lot. Get yourself an Elantra. Get yourself a Tucson. Get yourself an Ioniq. Get yourself 0% financing or up to $8,000 in holiday savings. And Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, every brand new Hyundai drives off the lot with that, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. This only goes through New Year's Day, the Naughty and Nice sales event, online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Myron in Kansas City. Myron, you're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Myron?
What up, Myron?
Yeah, good to talk to you guys. What's up, Ike? You know, me and I go way back with Bo Wolf. We talked about a long time ago, you know. Mm. So, yeah, we've talked several times. And it feels good not to put up with the camera for a little bit today. So, yeah.
There you go.
You know? And, Ike, how you not know that, bro? You know the Jacksons were all siblings.
I didn't know that.
No, wait a minute. Marlon and Michael were like back-to-back.
Okay.
Their cousin was the one who played the drums on the first cut, ABC. Remember ABC?
Well, yes. Then Ike was kind of right,
that's
little
what I
bit.
Said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't in the group. He was never, you know, no, they're all siblings. And Reby is actually the first
this is a stretch.
I knew I was right. See, Myron.
Reby is the firstborn child out of all of them.
Myron, you got to take it easy on Ike, though. He had it right with the cousin thing. I mean, he wasn't officially a Jackson 5 member. But if he played on ABC.
That's our only good.
No, Jack, we're not doing that. It's not their only good song.
You know, me and Ike are close to the same age. I'm older than Ike. That's the part that got me. But anyway.
No, I just, you know what it was? I've seen so many different documentaries on the family, right? We've all seen the Jackson 5, the American Dream.
All that stuff.
So sometimes you get so much information, you feel like, I know I heard something to the effect of one of the Jackson 5 members wasn't really a brother, he was a cousin.
No, they were all Joe and Catherine's kids.
No, you just said a cousin played in the Jackson 5.
Yeah, he played the drums. Who would have knew that?
Well, but I knew it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Is what I'm saying. I've seen enough behind-the-scenes stuff that I knew that was a part of the equation. I just mixed it up. You're saying that he wasn't officially a part of the Jackson 5.
No, he wasn't. He was a blood relative.
Right, I got you.
He wasn't dancing or singing or nothing.
I got you. Okay. And that was Randy, by the way, I believe.
Joe was too tight to hire a drummer. So he got the cousin to do it.
Okay. All right.
All right, Myron.
So, see, yeah, you got my partners all hyped up like you had something here.
Well, yeah, it's not as good.
I understand, bro. You know, they didn't kind of grow up the way that we did. You know,
well, Spike
younger.
Did.
Well, wait a minute. Hold up.
Jack didn't, but Spike did.
Yeah, hold up.
Grow up the way we did, but still.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah. But I.
He went to Episcopal.
All right. Everybody chill out. I was the one that picked the Jacksons, and right. I like the Jackson 5.
He's a fan of the music.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Don't put me over there.
Yes. Yeah.
Casey and JoJo, I could have lived with that, bro.
Oh, that's a good one.
Casey and JoJo's a good one.
That's a good name. That's a good siblings.
It is a good one. But mine, and what's wrong with OG Wade, man? What's wrong with that dude, man?
A lot.
What's not wrong with him? Yeah.
What's not wrong with him? Oh, well, you know.
Hold on, and you just gave yours.
Yeah, you just gave yours.
No, I'm going to give mine. No, I'll take him. I'm going to take Harvest and Horace and Harvey Grant.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. Casey and JoJo.
Yeah, it's better.
Who is Casey and JoJo?
They were quiet.
There were two guys that were in Jodeci, and they, All My Life, you know the song All My Life?
I thought Jodeci was a girl.
I'm 55. Did you know that deal? It's like I know Devontae and Dalvin, and I say we're the lesser of the two, but that's not necessarily true.
Hold up.
Well, Mr. Dalvin was the, was he like the producer?
Oh, yeah, he wrote.
Yeah, he's the writer of the songs, yeah.
Dude, Jack just said that he thought Jodeci was a girl.
Yeah, I thought it was a female rapper from the 90s.
No, wow, it is an R&B group.
Never a doubt.
Yeah.
Poe Fellas.
Oh, Ever My Lady. Come on, man. Got to remember that one.
All right, Myron. Appreciate your call, man.
Yeah,
I thought Myron had you. Yeah. He didn't really have you that much. It turns out you were kind of right.
The Travis Henry, Chris Henry
was
thing
enough.
Was bad enough.
Yes.
That was bad enough.
Ike's list of murders. he's taking people off the earth that are not ready yet.
It's usually older people, too. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's usually somebody you're not sure if they're here or not.
Louie in Nebraska. Whoa. Louie, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
What's happening, fellas?
What up?
What's up, Lou?
Spike.
Yep.
I say I'm a little shaky on my Jalen Hurts support. Is that true?
Look, man, your Jalen Hurts stuff is usually pretty weak. Like, I can usually clobber it. Yeah.
You know what that sort of says, Lou? How strong of a supporter are you really of Jalen?
It doesn't. It feels like you're doing a bit.
Well, obviously my name is the bit. You know, I'm supporting the listeners here. But anyway, first off, you need to get OG Wade out of the fantasy draft. If the guy's still using dial-up, he can't support his team.
Dude, he didn't even show up to the fantasy draft. Yeah. He wasn't even there.
Don't worry. He's out. Don't
he's
worry.
Banned. He's banned moving him. Forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
Banned.
Okay.
Yeah.
Back to the topic of the day. First off, we need to win the Super Bowl. Here's why. What does the 07 Patriots and the 2016 Warriors have in common? Wait, can you help me out?
They didn't win it.
Great regular seasons.
Yep. Yeah. Historical teams, right? Almost undefeated teams, the best regular season, for basketball, and they didn't win it. That's why, guys. You got to understand, because me and Ike know this, being professional athletes.
Nah, boy.
When you have something that's going so good in a year, you need to capitalize. Who cares if you run the ball so well at this historic pace, or almost going to be a historic pace? Who cares if you have the number one defense in the league if you don't capitalize? And this is why my quarterback is going to be the best quarterback in the league this year. Besides, I know some guy in Northern New York thinks he's going to win the MVP.
Western New York.
True, but here's upstate New York.
No, it's Western New York.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Western New York.
But here's what you have to understand.
Okay.
I want a guy who's gone through some adversity to take me to the top. The guy lost the Super Bowl 2 years ago, benched the national championship. I thought he was, people thought he was done. They're still counting him out to this day. I don't want somebody who's coasting through, throwing for 400 yards and 5 touchdown passes to take me to the New Orleans.
You want to win with a worse guy.
No.
Oh, yeah, what are you talking about?
You want to prove it to everyone that you can, the quarterback that isn't as good can win.
Right. This is why I always talk to Ike, because you're not a professional. You have to be battle tested.
Right.
You have to be battle tested.
Wait,
right?
Well, Josh Allen's battle tested.
I was gonna say, he's pretty battle tested.
Dude, he's been in the playoffs 5 separate times.
And he's come up. He has to go up against Patrick Mahomes or either Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Just about every year.
Come on, he's been through the wars, I would say.
I understand that, but his game is still not good enough. His game is still not good enough, because if he was good enough, he would jump over that leap and take him to the big dance, which we have, right? Our quarterback, QB1, has that. Not only does he play well, but he gets over the hump. So that's why we need to win the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
Now,
Obviously,
these type of competitions for the question of the day,
you
need to call in early in the show, because all the good families are taken, right?
No, there's a lot of good siblings
out there.
Yes. Don't. I don't
need you. Don't sell yourself short.
Don't make excuses, Louis.
Yeah, don't make excuses, Louis.
Step up.
I'm always saying that because the Kardashians, I feel like, are a winning answer. Anyway, I got the Manning brothers, because
two
brothers in the same family.
Yes.
That's pretty good, even though I don't like one of them, Eli. You know what I mean? Got lucky with his 2 Super Bowls. But, I feel like that's a pretty good family.
Yeah, well, wait.
And you got Archie.
Yeah.
You got Arch Manning. Was the grandson? But is it siblings or family we're doing?
We're doing siblings.
Okay, siblings. Yeah.
Well, because Cooper's his
dad. Are you talking about Arch's dad? If you're talking about dad. You're talking about the dad or the son?
No,
Arch's
son.
Dad is Cooper.
No, I know.
And then Archie's the overall one.
The last thing you're going to do is tell me.
Never a doubt.
Yes. Yeah.
Locked in.
The Arch Manning now, is that a brother or is
that's,
that?
That's Cooper Manning's son.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know
that's
that.
That's the oldest brother's son.
Oh, okay. Yes. I didn't know that. I didn't know how he was related to those Mannings.
The father.
The father. Yes. That I knew.
Yeah,
I know Archie Manning for sure versus Arch Manning. I was talking about the guy now.
Okay. Yes.
All right, Louis.
So I'll take that title from OG Wade as being the Jalen Hurts defender.
Well,
that's never going to happen.
I don't know.
Yes, that's never going to happen.
No. All I'm saying with Louis is that his game on the Jalen Hurts thing needs to get better.
Yeah, tighten it up.
Yeah, it's just it comes in. It feels weak.
Oh, it's flat. Yeah, it's flat. Yeah. There's no real passion behind it.
He'll go, Jalen's going to have a great game on
Sunday.
He's
the best. It's kind of like O.K. Andrews, defense of anything.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Whoa, you're going after O.K. again?
Oh, man, he loves it.
He hates O.K.
He's a good guy.
He's
bad,
a good guy.
Mostly bad caller.
No, he's an okay caller.
That's why he's okay, Andrew.
Somebody better than okay is Mike Mayock. We'll talk to Mike Mayock about the passing game and then the upcoming matchup on Sunday against the Commanders. That is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You've heard me talk about my friends from Scott Honda in Westchester, where I bought my first car, and my current Honda. Well, I was in there a couple weeks ago, and I test drove Honda's first all-electric SUV, the Honda Prologue, and I was blown away. The Prologue is sleek, sporty, and packed with technology, also very spacious for adventures and growing families like myself. So make sure you celebrate happy Honda days at Scott Honda of Westchester and now Scott Honda of Vineland. And when you go, test drive the new Prologue. Trust me. And when you test drive the new Prologue, make sure you ask about the unbelievable deals on the vehicle right now. They got some unbelievable deals on the Prologue right now. So visit ScottAutoGroup.com. That's ScottAutoGroup.com and tell them Fritz sent you.